From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Fed moved as well.
Yeah, we need to have a wee look at the Federal Reserve rates decision yesterday. You've just given us the hot news on the Bank of England. The Federal Reserve, we spoke about an hour before the Fed announced yesterday, and look, it is globally relevant. People say, oh, why you want to talk about what's happening over there? Well, you know, it's the world's largest economy. Interest rates over there do have an impact on interest rates everywhere else in the world. So we got a 0.25% rate hike, which is very much in line with expectations. But there were some very material changes from their previous statement. So we've got the readjustment of the projected forward track of the Fed funds rate. And it was sort of similar thing sort of happened in New Zealand as well. The market, the financial market, they'd moved their expectations of the magnitude of how much tightening was going to be needed, how much normalization of monetary policy was going to be needed, so how many interest rate moves we were likely to see. So the Federal Reserve has moved its track more sort of into alignment with market expectations. So they've moved to a far more aggressive position. Rate rise is now forecast at every meeting in 2022. So there's going to be lots of action at these meetings. So six more meetings this year, so six more rate hikes, and that translates to a Fed funds rate of 1.75 to 2% by the end of the year. Remember, at the beginning of this week, it was 0 to 0.25%. Expectations for economic growth, they've been pared back a little bit, and unsurprisingly, they've adjusted up their outlook for inflation. In the statement, Mike, they used the term highly uncertain to describe the implications of the conflict in the Ukraine for the US economy. We know that uncertainty is kryptonite for financial markets, so we've got that sort of, that uncertainty is going to linger for a little while. Mike, they've dropped direct references to coronavirus. So, you know, as far as the States is concerned, the coronavirus, Mike, that's just so last year. They've just moved on. Inflation, they're forecasting that set to peak in the second half of the year, so not dissimilar to what the Bank of England is saying, and then to slowly track down. It actually takes a while. It doesn't get back to sort of target levels until 2024. Probability of recession within the next year is not particularly elevated. Growth, they were forecasting 4% growth for 2022. That's come down to 2.8. Unemployment, though, is forecast to drop further to 3.5%, well, 3.8%. So I'd make a couple of comments, Mike. One, it's a bit of an unlikely mix of projections, really. I mean, they're pushing rates up strongly. They're attacking inflation. And even though growth comes down a little bit, it's not a major impact on growth or employment. So we've got to sort of see how that pans out. I saw it described as a dovish tightening, which I think is quite an apt description. Market reaction, share market whipped around a little bit, but the US market ended higher. The NASDAQ actually was up 3.8%. So that was, you know, quite a good reaction. One very last comment, Mike. We've had five rate rise cycles since 1990. If I look at the three major US share market indexes, they tend to fall in the first month following the start of the rate rise. But if I look at, say, the S&P 500 12 months later, on average, it's higher. Good. So if you think, yep.
Good. Give us a quick word on the GDP. A little bit lower than many expected.
Yeah, a little bit. So 3% debt quarter, 3.1 annual rate of growth, slightly below market forecasts. Goods producing sector, that saw a strong rebound. In-person services, well, they're weak and they continue to be weak. The thing is, Mike, there's so much going on in the first quarter of this year that you can't really take those trends from the last quarter and draw a line into the first quarter of this year. But it creates a starting point. A couple of interesting points. Agriculture was weaker, even though we think they're going gangbusters. They were a negative contributor to GDP. What else? Transport down a little bit. Larger than expected drop in beef production. What's the prognosis for 2022, Mike? What happens in construction is important. Household spending likely less of a factor. Tourism's the wild card. I think we've got less momentum this year. We're going to have patchier growth. That crimping of household spending and lower confidence, we're going to need other parts of the economy to pick up the slack.
Yeah, attitude's an issue. What are the numbers?
Yep. The Dow Jones up 172 points as we speak, 34231, so that's 0.5%. The S&P 500 also up 0.5%, green numbers everywhere. 4380 up 23. The NASDAQ up, what am I looking at here, up 45 points, 13,481, up 0.3%. Overnight, plenty of positive news, 7383 on the FTSE 100, up 1.25%. The Nikkei up 890 points, 3.5% gain there, 26652. Shanghai Composite up 44, 3215. The Aussies gained just over 1% yesterday, closing at 7250. and the NZX 50 closed just under 12,000, 11,998, a 1% gain. Kiwi dollar a lot stronger overnight, Mike. The Kiwi dollar against the US is the highest we've seen it since November last year, 0.6894, 0.9330 Aussie, 0.6194 euro, 0.5235 pounds, 81.63 yen. Gold, $1,944.43. And Brent crude's gone back up a bit, $105.93.
Well done on the week. See you Monday. Appreciate it very much. JMIWealth.co.nz. Andrew Kelleher.